Bat specialist Dr. Corey Lawson with Wildlife Conservation Society Canada says some species of bats are facing potential extinction because of the white nose syndrome, which has been decimating bat populations along the East Coast and is spreading west.
It really is a race to save our bats, because we don't know how much time we have to find out all this critical information, but we do know at this point it's limited.
Lawson says white nose syndrome has made it to Ontario and Canada. They also have concerns about white nose syndrome reports in Minnesota, right on the U.S.-Canada border. Lawson has studied bats in the North Fork Flathead River drainage in Montana, and just this past summer began surveying the caves of the Flathead River Valley on the north side of the border. She says this area is good for bat hunting because of the numerous cave formations in the area. The area may prove a bellwether for what's happening with bats in the province. Zoologist Bryce Maxwell with the Montana Natural Heritage Program says white nose syndrome invades bats while they're roosting.
Wakes them up because of the skin irritation. It'll even eat, you know, holes through their wings. So it wakes them up during those periods. And when they wake up, they burn through critical fat supplies. And so they basically starve to death in the middle of the winter.
Maxwell says Montana is conducting a two-pronged research effort. First, they're monitoring bat roost sites in the summer and the places they hibernate, or hibernacula, in the winter. They're also using acoustic detectors to track and find different species of bats. He says what's coming out of this research is a more complex picture of what bats do. Managers have partnered with cavers to collect some of the data from these often hard-to-reach caves. One such club is the Big Fork High School Cave Club, sponsored by science and GIS mapping teacher Hans Bodenhammer. He says the club has discovered up to 6 previously undiscovered bat hibernacula.
Which is really cool. I mean, if white nose syndrome does make it this far, we've got an idea of what areas we need to really be careful with.
Sophomore Alexa Cornett says they collected data on bats and other information about caves from a trip this past weekend to Lewistown and White Sulphur Springs.
One of our biggest caves was where we had to take most of the data, and we were searching for bats is one of the things we mostly search for. And we were taking dirt samples for white nose syndrome. And another thing we look for in the caves is graffiti.
Junior Sarah Abbott says they're using the information in class to build a map of the caves.
Mr. Bodenhammer normally draws up a map on a computer, and then some of us students, we go in and we fill out that data and put it in there, normally as points or as polys, which a poly is a collection of dots. And so we normally do the biology, the mineral, any bat science, and also temperature of the cave, too.
Research is continuing into the winter to find the different characteristics of the bat's hibernacula, compare the caves here to the caves in the east hit with white nose syndrome, and find out how vulnerable Montana's bats are and what, if anything, can be done. Katrin Fryett reporting from the Flathead.